Patient, 2nd of June, patient Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-D, Lucyk, L-U-C-Y-K, date of birth 1-8-1957. Jeffrey Lucyk was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodule, pyrograph. He was found to have a right side of thyroid nodule on a carotid ultrasound study, pyrograph. He has no specific complaints suggestive of thyroid hormone imbalance and is now post-COVID infection, pyrograph. Past medical history is over hypertension and aortic aneurysm noted in the recent past, pyrograph. He is scheduled for thoracic surgery evaluation for his aneurysm, pyrograph. Sorry, for his aneurysm and thoracic nodule, pyrograph. Social history, he is retired and in the past had managed a utility, pyrograph. He no longer smokes cigarettes and occasionally drinks alcohol. Pyrograph, current medication is lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, comma. Paragraph. General review was otherwise unremarkable. Trust systems evaluated. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 140 over 84. Common weight 198 pounds. BMI 29.7. Period. The pulse 70 per minute. Period. The thyroid gland was not palpable. There was no neck lymphadenopathy. Period. The arteries were normal. The nose was clear. And the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. I reviewed recent studies which include a ultrasound of a thyroid gland showing multiple nodules in both lobes of the thyroid, comma, with the dominant nodule in the right lobe, period, paragraph. Recommendations, he is to see his thoracic surgeon for evaluation of aortic aneurysm and possible thoracic nodule in his lung, period. Once this is resolved, once these issues are resolved, comma, he will be scheduled for a fine needle aspiration biopsy of his right-sided thyroid nodule under ultrasound direction, paragraph. Next patient. James Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K. James Frederick was seen in the office recently for evaluation of adrenal insufficiency, paragraph. He has multiple complicated health issues and has had a long history and has been seen by many physicians at different institutions, paragraph. Details of these evaluations are unavailable at this time, paragraph. As when seen at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital recently, comma, he had apparently low blood pressure and suspicious low cortisol level and was started on hydrocortisone replacement, paragraph. Since this intervention, comma, he states that he feels much improved and no longer has dizziness or other symptoms of adrenal insufficiency, paragraph. Past medical history is significant for an adrenal tumor seen on one side, and he has an absent, he has congenital absence of the left kidney and left adrenal gland, paragraph. Social history, colon, he's living in assisted living, paragraph. Current medications include hydrocortisone, 20 milligrams in the morning and 10 milligrams in the afternoon, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 120 over 64, common weight 164 pounds, BMI is 24.4, period, the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland is not enlarged, there are no abnormal lymph nodes, the masses palpable in the neck, but the house and all the lungs were clear, the peripheral examination was grossly intact, paragraph. I reviewed his most recent lab studies, which include renal function, comma, showing a creatinine level of 1.94 and BUN of 53 with a GFR of 34, period. Cortisol level was 5 and TSH 1.31, period, paragraph. Impression, probable adrenal insufficiency based on recent lab studies and improvement with hydrocortisone replacement, period. He also has chronic kidney disease, stage 4, and peripheral vascular disease, period, paragraph. At this point, I've recommended that he continue hydrocortisone at the current dose, and we'll see him back for follow-up in about 2 months, period, paragraph. If stable, comma, and blood pressure is not a problem, comma, we will try to titrate his hydrocortisone down to a more physiologic dose replacement paragraph next patient. Rena, R-E-N-A, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, Buddha, B-U-D-A, date of birth 4/12/1953. Rena Hayes Buddha was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism. Paragraph. She has had treatment with radioiodine for Graves' disease about 8 years ago and is currently on levothyroxine replacement. Paragraph. She states that she has symptoms suggestive of hyperthyroidism and in the past has taken propranolol. This was stopped by a primary care physician. Paragraph. Past medical history is notable for Graves' disease, comma, hypertension, and a colon resection, period, paragraph. Family history, positive for thyroid disease in her father, paragraph. Social history, colon, she works, has worked in the past as a medical assistant, is retired, period. She smokes up to one pack of cigarettes per day and does not drink alcohol, paragraph. Current medication, levothyroxine, 0.125 milligrams daily, comma, hydralazine, 10 milligrams 3 times a day, comma, atenolol, 50 milligrams daily, and allergy medications, paragraph. General review is significant for intermittent diarrhea and constipation, comma, probably related to previous bowel surgery, period. She also has incontinence of urine and is seeing a urologist. Period of 12 systems were evaluated. Paragraph on examination, blood pressure 150 over 84, comma, weight 201 pounds, of BMI is 32, period. Their examination of the pulse is 70 per minute, regular, per paragraph. Examination of her eyes reveals slight proptosis on the right side with mild restriction in upper outward movement, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, and there was no neck of adenopathy, period. The hearts and the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. I reviewed recent lab studies, which include a TSH of 0.29, comma, partially suppressed, and sodium 133, period. Paragraph, present Graves' disease with unthyroid hormone replacement, comma, probable thyroid-related eye disease, comma, post-radioiodine hypothyroidism and hypertension, paragraph. I have encouraged her to stop smoking, comma, and decrease her levothyroxine to 0.1 milligrams, comma, 8 pills per week. Paragraph. She has to follow up in 7 weeks' time. Paragraph. Indication.